Next, let's bring in Jeffrey Skelly from 538 and ABC. Jeffrey, the dust is settling on the election a week later. Several outlets reporting this morning that the GOP has won the House. How significant is this?
Well, it does give Republicans full control of government, what we often call a trifecta. So they will control the presidency, obviously, through Donald Trump, the Senate, where they have at this point, it looks like a 52-47 edge with one race still unprojected by ABC News in Pennsylvania that looks likely to go Republican once everything's said and done. So probably a 53-47 edge in the Senate. And in the House, the Republicans will be at least at 218, which would give them a one-seat edge. How high that majority goes remains to be seen. It's probably going to be something like 220 to 222 seats. And just to put that in context, that's basically where their current majority has been, which it's been difficult at times for them to pass things in the House. It's been a little difficult because they've had such a narrow majority. But nonetheless, they'll be in a position to have full control of the federal government.
Well, it's interesting new news this morning as we get some of these numbers in more and more. Jeffrey, you're looking at split tickets across the country of people who voted last week. And I know it seems like more than ever, or are we just, kind of forgetting the recent past here?
Well, I think it's best put like this. I think it's easy to focus on the fact that there are four Democrats who have won Senate races in states that Donald Trump also carried. So these are split ticket outcomes, which is pretty striking because actually in 2016 and 2020 combined, there was only one case like that. And that was when Susan Collins won re-election in Maine in 2020, even though Joe Biden was carrying Maine. So to see four at one time after having just seen one in the last two presidential elections is quite striking and very meaningful, because if Republicans had won all those Senate seats, they'd be looking at 57 seats in the Senate instead of 53, putting you closer to that 60-seat mark to get past most filibuster issues. But I think it's a little complicated, though, because if you actually break down the math of the votes and what we've seen so far, now obviously we don't know exactly how people voted because we can't see that information, but if you look at if you compare how Trump's vote total and Republican Senate candidates' vote totals and Harris's vote totals with the Democratic Senate vote totals, only one of those Democrats who won notably more votes than Harris did in a way that would suggest that he actually won over some Republican voters and people who voted for Trump. And that was Ruben Gallego in Arizona, who ABC News just last night projected has won the Arizona Senate race. In the other cases, there's kind of a combination of things. People voting maybe for third parties, people not voting in the Senate race. There's clearly a notable undervote in some of these races, particularly on the Republican side. Essentially, people showed up to vote for Trump, but that didn't mean that they necessarily voted in the Senate race. And so in the end of the day, I don't actually know if there were that many people who split their tickets. It's a little complicated in that way.
All right. We'll be talking about this for some time. Jeffrey, thank you. Jeffrey Skelly from ABC and 538.